Dan, first of all, tell me your name and what you're doing for Novus.
I'm Dan Mayer. I'm the president for our Global Animal Nutrition Solutions business unit.
Well, I think the first thing we'd like to talk about, and we always like what's new, I think you got this thing called Triple S Bottom Line. Tell me a little bit about that.
Triple S Bottom Line. So we're rebranding, and we're basically what we're doing is that the last 3 to 5 years we've worked on advancing solutions, advancing our service aspect all around sustainability, and we are now putting that as a foundation as we move from our 20 years anniversary. We're recreating the last 3 to 5 years, how we recreate ourselves. We're now rebranding that aspect, and the goal is really to align with our customers and our customers' issues that they're having of how do we bring solutions forward, how do we bring service aspects to add value to their operations, but everything has to be focused on profitability, on sustainability, on how our solutions add value to their bottom lines, improve their cost of production, are able to produce more protein, milk, eggs, components with less. That's where the sustainability aspect comes in. When we look at our services and the things that we're providing, you know, our goal is to make sure that when our customers look at the environmental aspects, when they look at the animal welfare aspects, you know, we have certain tools like our cows program as an example in the dairy business where we benchmark cows against the industry. They're able to see where their cows fit in the facility. They're able to see what the nutrition platform, what the welfare aspects and the conditions of their cows and how do we help raise them so that they can produce more milk. The same thing happens around the eggs and the impact that we might have in the environment on some of our solutions and some of the challenges that they have. In the finished product quality, shelf life of the finished product, meat quality, meat texture, meat taste. So we're trying to move the animal performance and inside that animal into the finished product category and really working with our customers who are truly food companies, and it's our way of getting ourselves further into the food channel, which we believe is a very important piece that we have in accomplishing our mission, our vision, which is really to help feed the world affordable, wholesome food.
Well, you still have that word sustainability in there, which has long been a real platform for the company, right?
Correct. And the sustainability, we've done some very nice things that have been project-related, but our challenge is to get every one of our employees to embrace sustainability and to think about the impacts that they can have on the decisions that they're making, whether it be looking at freight and the reducing the number of trucks going to the marketplace but delivering more product, and how do we do those type of things too, all the way to the projects that we're doing in Brazil where we're working with a customer, Global Bias. They're producing baby chicks. We're providing the nutrition and the analytical, and we're going into Northeast Brazil as an example, a very impoverished area, and we're building an infrastructure. We're giving chicks to families. We're helping the families understand how to raise those chicks into broiler meat and then how to turn around and sell that broiler meat to the wet market of the consumers. And this community has now built a processing plant. So we're targeting 2,000 families that are now developing an infrastructure of broiler production. And they're actually linking from that processing plant into the school system. So now they're providing nutrition to the children with the right protein. So now all of a sudden you see where you are having an impact on the communities. We're going to look at the same platform on a bigger scale in Africa. So, you know, you go from the very basic of the very simple things to some very big projects on how we have an impact. But it's got to become part of the culture. Really, everything that everybody's touching, is it having an impact on our customers and on the community, on the marketplace from a sustainability standpoint?
Well, you mentioned creating solutions. What are some of the challenges your customers face right now in the industry that Novus is really gearing up to help them out with?
I'd say the number one biggest challenge today is the ingredient complex. You know, people are trying to figure out how to overcome the high corn and soy prices, the challenges of where are the ingredients going? Are they going towards food? Are they going towards fuel? And consequently, they're looking at avenues that they're being challenged on having access to reasonable inputs. This is really a great opportunity for us with our solutions on how can we help them understand how they can feed alternative ingredients. Where they're challenged with lower quality fat, how do we help them understand what goes on in the gut of an animal, how they can use our enzymes, our antioxidants, our minerals, and why the technologies can protect the gut of the environment of the animal, allow the performance of the animal to maintain, and to also not see some challenges in the finished product. So if we're able to bring solutions to them that helps them reduce feed costs, maybe even improve performance and protect finished quality, that's a win-win. And those are the biggest challenges that they have today is feed inputs and the challenges there. So, I think you see the dynamics of the world growing. You see a lot of globalization. You know, the U.S. broiler industry, as we sit here at the IPE, is struggling right now with, corrective actions with bird numbers down, high feed cost, low meat. But they've made the changes. They're moving back. And I'm very optimistic that calendar year 12 is going to be a better year for the broiler industry than what we've seen. Whereas you go down to Brazil and some other places, the economy is very strong right now. The poultry economics are good. But everywhere that you go and everywhere I travel around the world, feed and getting the inputs and how do you feed those in the animals, that's our biggest opportunity with our customers today.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dan, talking about the SSS Bottom Line, new branding program, basically, from Novus. We're here at International Poultry Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.